The world that our teens find themselves in these days is in fact quite scary, thanks to the digital age that we live in. If you're not completely clued up on how to keep your teens safe from online predators or even seemingly harmless online connections, you'll want to stay tuned to the next Family Matters, where we'll discuss the prevalence of teen sexting. Stay with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A mother wrote to us with an excellent question regarding her daughter's social media habits. She asked, "As a parent of a teenager, is sexting something that I need to be concerned about? I've heard a few stories about this on the news, but I've never felt that my daughter would be susceptible to temptations of this kind. We haven't talked about it because I'm really not up to speed on the technology, nor do I know exactly what's involved. Besides, she's really a good kid. Do you think I should bring up the subject with her?" The short and simple answer is yes. Unfortunately, sexting is a growing phenomenon among preteens, teens, and young adults. As a matter of fact, several studies suggest that somewhere around 20% of adolescents have shared nude or semi-nude pictures of themselves by way of a mobile phone or computer. And new technological developments are making this kind of activity easier and more enticing all the time. For example, a smartphone application called Snapchat, nicknamed the sexting app, allows users to transmit photos and text messages that disappear in seconds. This encourages some teens to think that it's relatively safe to send out risque or pornographic pictures of themselves. They're seriously mistaken, of course. Digital images are forever, no matter what the creators and purveyors of Snapchat might say. Without going into detail, we can assure you that there are actually a number of ways in which these images can be captured, stored, and shared. And once they're out there, there's no telling where they may end up. Law enforcement officials report that sexed messages have become a veritable goldmine for sexual predators in search of likely victims. That's not to mention that teens who sext are ignoring the profound emotional, psychological, and spiritual aspects of human sexuality. Many of them seem to assume that this kind of activity is harmless, since it doesn't involve actual physical sexual contact. But they're forgetting that it's impossible to indulge in this kind of counterfeit intimacy without distorting their perception of genuine relationship and cheapening the meaning of love. They're also overlooking the fact that sexting is potentially illegal. Electronically transmitted photos of this nature may fall into the category of child pornography. We mention all of this because we feel strongly that you do need to educate yourself more thoroughly about this issue. We highly recommend that you take steps to develop and maintain technological savvy and keep pace with the ways that cell phones can be used. Once you've done that, sit down and have a serious talk with your daughter about the dangers of sexting. Make it part of a larger, comprehensive conversation about sex, sexual attitudes, sexual morality, and the consequences of premarital sexual activity. Your child may be a good kid, as you say, but good kids are every bit as interested in sex as bad kids. And whether good or bad, teens are finding that technology makes it easier and less threatening to explore and attempt to satisfy their curiosities in this area. It's precisely at this point that parents need to step in and assume full responsibility for the sexual education of their children. They need to warn their kids about the potential consequences of ill-advised, impulsive sexual messaging. Above all, they need to tell them that it is never acceptable to exchange sexual photos or texts with anyone for any reason. In our technological age, this kind of open communication between parents and children is more important than ever. If you think it would be helpful to discuss this subject further, please call Focus on the Family's Counseling Department. Our trained counselors will be able to assist you over the phone and can also refer you to qualified professionals practicing in your area. Call 031 716 3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.